slowly, so slowly, she called again, this time not to the ether, but to that which is below. She called to the nether, that which is empty, that which is void. Where ether gives, nether consumes, and it is always hungry.
You read of stories like mine in the pages of chivalric romances, and yet I lived such a love. I had such a love once. But this ending I have come to is not the happy one of the fairy stories. My end will be different. There is no prince to save me. There is only one who will murder me.
We do not fear the dark. Her father stood tall and confident, seemingly unafraid of Lorcan's threat. Thea felt quite the opposite. If you knew what prowled within it, you might feel differently. Lorcan's hands rested on the hilt of his sword sheathed at his hip. He stood with one leg slightly bent and ever so faintly in front of the other. I have over 20,000 men.
How could he? What has he done? They looked at the baby in disgust, and he would not even acknowledge it. What could they have said to him? What has made him change so drastically? How could he bring them to this place? How could he betray me? They took him. They took my baby. They took my baby. They took him. They took him.
She watched a flurry of thoughts race behind his eyes. The longer the silence, the heavier her belly. She grew terrified he was going to say no, that she had made a grievous mistake. When she could bear it no longer and started to turn away, he reached toward her, taking her face in his hand. His thumb grazed her cheek, and he tucked a loose lock of hair behind her ear. It was a tender gesture, his fingers lingering on the strands as they slowly trailed the length of it, like he didn't want the journey to end.
That night, I lay wide awake under heavy blankets, listening to the wind of the autumn storm. The house shifted and creaked with its force. I felt, more than heard, the deep resonant grinding of massive boulders being moved against the cliffs by the sea swells, their occasional booming cracks sounding through the dark.
She caught a glimpse of herself in the mirror, hair bound in a braid over her shoulder, burgundy dressing gown covering almost to her chin, yet still feeling beyond the pale. It was also outside the bounds of propriety. And yet, she wished him to stay, to spend more time with him. He made her feel settled. That was why. He made her feel calm in the face of everything uncertain. He was an anchor in her stormy seas. Except for her heart. Pounding away absurdly, of course,